Now, as soon as I mentioned numerology, people were on. They were on the text either taking the mick or some people telling me about their lucky numbers. Carol's lucky number is 7, which is, I had a quick look. Now, if your lucky number is the number 7, according to numerology, it's all to do with the fact that you're always looking for hidden truths. That's what the number 7's about. I've just tried to have a look at mine, number 5, and it said it's something to do with the fact I never sit still and I'm always looking for new things, actually, which is quite true. Kid Dynamo says, the minute you mention numerology, it reminded me of the song Deck of Cards by Max Bygraves. No, is the answer to the... No, it's okay, I'm not playing it. Thank you, Dynamo, for that. Why all this interest in numerology? Well, in a quiet moment over the weekend, I started to watch DVDs of Kiefer Sutherland's TV drama Touch, and the big central stay of this is the main character's son, Jake, who has the most amazing ability to see patterns in numbers and the relevance of those numbers as well. And I've been lucky enough to talk to a leading numerologist, Jane Alton, about numbers. Numbers, about patterns in numbers, and what she sees as their significance. Have a listen.
Well, I've always worked with numbers. I was an investment performance analyst for 15 years. I was a business analyst for 10. So I've always analysed numbers with my work. It's just I obviously analyse numbers in a very different way now. I became Buddhist about 20 years ago, and that had a huge impact on my life.
And does the Buddhist theology, does that have a kind of numerology slant to it?
Hugely. There are so many parallels between Buddhism and numerology. It's incredible. A key thing with numerology, a key aspect is, well, it's a bit controversial, but the theory is we choose to be born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete our unique bit of the puzzle, which is our mission. And numerology is all about, you know, knowing what you're here to do. When you know what you're here to do and possibly what the karma is that you're turning around or the lessons are, it can help you to understand why certain people are in your world, why certain situations keep coming up. With numerology, with Buddhism, we very much believe there's no such thing as coincidence. Every single thing that happens to you is for a reason.
Now, on a very simple, basic level, many people, if you ask them, including me, will have a lucky number. Is that completely random?
Every number has a meaning. We use numbers every day, but they're actually sacred symbols. So every number represents an energy, represents a cycle. 13 is regarded as unlucky by a lot of people. It's a very powerful karmic number. If it comes up in your chart, it can mean that you might have avoided work and responsibility in a past life and you're being forced to work very hard in this lifetime. But karma is never about punishment. With 13 for karma, although on one level it might seem negative, you're actually learning to make something from nothing, learning to never give up, and there's a lot of rebirth involved with 13 for karma. It's actually a very positive energy, but it can be perceived as negative.
Okay, so on a basic level, you might have a lucky number and there's a relevance to it. At the other end of the scale, something really complicated and seemingly very involved, like Touch, Kiefer Sutherland's Touch, which is out on DVD. Yeah. That looks at these kind of links that go beyond the normal. And in there, I think there's a thing called there's the Amelia sequence.
Yeah, the Amelia sequence.
Now, is that completely made up, or does that genuinely exist?
I don't think it. I think it's, as far as I know, it's made up for the series.
Yeah.
But there are very powerful sequences in nature. You know, a symbol he's always drawing is the golden spiral, which represents the Fibonacci sequence, which is a number. Fibonacci observed how leaves were growing on a tree. And the sequence by which they grew, you know, then one, then two, then three, then five, is actually the sequence in nature. And that actually forms a spiral that Jake is drawing the whole time.
I was going to ask you about this, because this is one I've come across because of the use of the golden ratio in painting, drawing, design.
Exactly.
It all links into Fibonacci.
Yes. You know, everything comes down to numbers. Everything comes down to vibration. And numbers are a very good way of defining that, of making that real.
I mentioned about lucky numbers there, and we talked about that. In my life, tell me what you think about this. In addition to whatever lucky number I consider I have, the number 47 seems to be a reoccurring. What's that all about?
47 in terms of numerology. A 4 and a 7 add up to an 11. If you visualise an 11, it's a straw. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the two of the emotion. 47 is about inspiring people by making your dreams come true, basically. It's about amazing wisdoms coming through on the two of emotion. So I don't know where where this is in your chart, but if this number features strongly in your chart, you may hear yourself say things and think, well, where did that come from? It's inspiring people to think in new ways. It can be very isolating because not everyone wants to know about breadth of vision or new ways of doing things, but it is about inspiring people to think in new ways, about being visionary, idealistic, inspirational.
Interesting. And as a final thought here, just give me a thought about how different cultures have looked at numerology over time, because I bet the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, would have been different to the Pythagoreans, everybody would have treated it differently.
Yeah. I mean, the father of modern numerology is Pythagoras, and that's 600 years before Christ. So we've used numbers for a very long time. In fact, the ancients used to believe when you name something, you make it sacred. A cross in time and space is sort of established. But numbers, some people believe, came before words. You know, it's how you define vibration. You know, from the dawn of time, we've watched, the stars moving in the sky. You know, in nature, we see cycles happening the whole time. We're part of cycles. We're born.
Yeah.
You know, the date, our date of birth is our, we join a cycle, and we're all part of a wonderful journey, really. We're all totally interrelated.
There you go, numerologist Jane Alton. And I've just been looking up, just while I had a quiet, because I'd heard that before, because I recorded it, you see, just while I had a quiet moment, I was just there online having a quick look at, she was saying this thing about you choose your birth date. I was born on the 30th. Have a listen to this, what it says about people that are on the 30th. You are an artist at heart. You've got a highly developed creative talent. If you're not professionally involved in writing, visual arts or performing arts, you should consider taking it up as a hobby. Here's the bit. You are highly imaginative, quick-witted, and possess the gift of the gab. I know, it didn't sound anything like me at all, but, interesting stuff. And that Kiefer Sutherland Touch, the first season available on DVD from 20th Century Fox.